It is time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's rambling, adventurous, roving, curious, etc. reporter. Ruth, what's going on out there?
Well, good morning. Another week and a lovely weekend spent in Sharon Friday night for the book signing. It's always a really big event at the Hotchkiss Library. I've spent a lovely evening talking to the authors. I'm always amazed at the number and caliber of people that they get to come to Little Sharon, Connecticut, but they did it again. And Gretchen Hockmeister, the library executive director of the library, was pleased in finally some sunlight. Often, many times it's been rained on, and it was strange because coming from Kent, it started to rain, and I thought, oh no, here we go again. But by the time I got to Sharon, it was bright and sunny, and everything worked out well. A bunch of interesting authors, and they have a new, they put in a new program this year. They had some of the authors read their books in the library. So they come inside and for about 10 or 15 minutes read excerpts from their books. And people could ask questions, and it was a really nice, almost a one-on-one, small groups. The first one was Scott Siegler, and he is a Hollywood executive who lives somewhere in the area, and wrote a book called Mobsters in the Mansion, and he read excerpts from it. Really entertaining mystery, and as I said, people could ask him questions, and it's based on a character. Apparently, Mr. Siegler, and I didn't know him, has a very interesting career, and talked about this protagonist in his book, who was based on someone he knew, was actually a mobster. So that was interesting. I also talked with Alex Wright, who wrote a book about journalism, and it's titled, let me get this correct, Empire of Ink: The Printers, Rogues, and Radicals Who Invented the American Newspaper. So of course I was drawn to that. He traced the journalism in the United States from the Revolutionary War up to 1900, and had some very interesting takes on that, as you can imagine. And then I also spoke with Ann Vance, who lives in Sharon. Folks know her as Ann Vance. She was on the Sharon Board of Education, and she's a former writer, reporter for the Wall Street Journal. But she goes by the name of Anne McKay Smith, for her writing, and she's written her first book. And again, it's this is a mystery, which sounds really good. It's called Death at Bittersweet Clearing, a Civil War mystery, and it takes place in Virginia near where she was raised. So August is a great time for reading, folks. This is the time to get out there and check out the books that and authors that were there, and go read a book.
I'm curious, the guy that wrote about the mobster, was there any chance the mobster may have lived around here?
I don't think so.
Well, it'd be a place for him to hide, you know.
Right. Yeah. I think I don't know that how. Guys, did you ever read Bill Bathgate, Doctorow? Because that took place right up here. I mean, across the line on 22, but Mike, your proximity is not so, you're not so, as they say, fair and far off. No, I'm going to answer that question for Ruth. Yes, there's a real good chance
Yeah,
there. And I wasn't even there for the reading.
I think it was set in somewhere else because he's lived everywhere, this fellow. So I'm not sure, and I don't know how new he is to this area.
But who knows? I don't know. But he
Yeah, it
read, he
could.
was very, very entertaining. And obviously, people had read it. Some of the people in the little group had read it. And it really was an enjoyable thing. I'm glad they're doing that. And I think it's, and then, of course, they had dinners. And then they had Saturday was devoted to cooking and cookbooks and food. And they made it, and then there was a kids' carnival on Sunday. So it was, they really made making it a weekend. And, you know, we talked about the arts and crafts show. I guess it didn't happen. I never heard
Really?
anything about it. Did
There
it?
was a show out here on the green
It's the arts and crafts
on
show.
Saturday.
Yeah, that's
Oh.
the arts and crafts show.
It
And we last week when
was. Okay.
yeah, absolutely. And we said because that's put on by the Sharon Rec Committee. Last week right after driving home, I think after Tuesday, I looked up and I saw the sign. There it was. So,
Okay. Well, I'm
and it
glad
said
we cleared that up because I didn't see anything about that. Yeah.
Yeah, they were
No,
here
so
Saturday morning. They were out here. I know that because I was down here for a while. So
okay.
I
We have met
don't think
the
they weren't there for Friday. I don't think.
No,
It's
usually
only
it's
Saturday.
just yeah, just the weekend. And yeah, that was the former, you know, Sharon
Yeah.
Playhouse clothesline. And it's just evolved on all this over the years, and I'm glad it's still going on. So that was
Right.
good.
And remember, we've got a new park and rec
Director, yeah.
at
Yeah.
in Sharon. So long short, it was you know, I did finally see the sign, and I've let it be known that if they let us know, we will obviously continue to mention it.
Yeah. But he's new, so we'll get him to give us some publicity. Great. Good. I'm glad it went on, and thank you for updating. And speaking of books, tonight is the next episode of Tuesday's first Tuesday at 7 at the Falls Village Meeting House, put on by the Falls Village Canaan Historical Society. This year they're doing all kinds of books and talks related to, not only books, talks related to the 250th anniversary. And full disclosure, my daughter is the speaker tomorrow night, tonight, and she has written a book called Signers of the Search for the Signers. She's visited all the graves of the signers of the Declaration of Independence and wrote a book about it. She's going to talk about that.
Got
So,
your own author in the family, huh?
yeah.
Oh,
So,
author.
yeah. And Kent, on Saturday, we had a fire. There was down on in South Kent on Bulls Bridge Road. Again, our intrepid fire departments are incredible. They it was in the top floor of a house on Bulls Bridge Road, and it was in full flame when they got there. They arrived 13 minutes after the alarm went out, and while the according to Tim Sneller, the fire chief, the whole top floor is a loss. They were able to save the rest of the building, and you can see, took a ride out there. You can see where the damage is on the top, but the first floor was saved. But again, the outpouring of support from, oh, he listed maybe five, six, seven companies that were out there helping, and fortunately, it was a good save, and no problems with water. The occupants, there were two occupants and one firefighter who were treated and released on the scene. And so it ended well, except for the huge amount of damage to the top floor. Don't, you know, we don't like fires any time of the year, but it's always summer fires are not fun.
Anybody have a cause at this point, or too
No,
early to
no
tell?
cause. He said, not yet, you know, and
Not yet.
we
Okay.
always have, I guess, I'm sure the inspector was on the scene and maybe we'll hear eventually. So many of them, you just don't know. And as you said, you know, talking about the lightning strike at your place, you could, who knows? I don't think it was raining then, but there are all kinds of reasons why fires start.
Lightning strike can be a key one, no doubt
Yeah.
about it. So it must have started up on the second floor since they didn't have damage below. So
Yeah.
that's
Yeah. Yeah, it was interesting. Just
somewhat of a good thing.
yeah. I mean, the first floor looked fine when I was out there. It was just the gables on the second floor were just burnt.
Was anybody in occupation, do you know, or was it like a summer home?
No, it's a full-time home. Full
Oh.
year round. Yeah.
So everybody got out safe.
Yes, which is and they thought they might have to get water from the river, so they had a crew down there at Bull's Bridge at the near the covered bridge,
Yep.
but they didn't have to go that far. It's another thing is, I mean, these tankers that hold all this water and all these companies that have tankers and for volunteer fire departments, the equipment and things that they have are just mind-boggling, to me at least, and how they can fight these fires with and they're not cheap, all these trucks
Oh
and equipment, and yet townspeople are willing to come up with the money to help support these departments and make sure they have the equipment they need. So.
And they want to keep that in mind because these departments are disappearing slowly but surely all across this country. So,
Well,
volunteer.
that, yeah, volunteer. Oh, I heard that all weekend. I was at several historical society things and some other meetings, and everybody's my age, well, even younger, but complaining that just can't get volunteers. There's no young people. They're just not volunteering the way they did years ago, and it's a struggle for so many organizations. We know that. And looking ahead, Mike, we have railroad days, right, in Canaan this
Yes,
weekend.
indeed. Yes, starting
And
Thursday.
but
Sorry.
loads of for train buffs, this is going to be a heaven. All kinds of trains going to be there, and displays and people, and this is the weekend to head back to Canaan. They're doing it differently, as we have said. They had the carnival a couple of weeks ago, and the well, it was supposed to be the parade, but it got rained out, but everything else. And then now this is weekend will be devoted to railroading. And
That
as you,
next
yeah.
starts off with a community picnic on Thursday. So, and they've got live music, and everything's focusing obviously around the railroad station. And the trains, interestingly enough, they're going to have a couple of different trains in with all types of different cars that you
Yeah.
can go on and check out. They should be arriving Friday evening, Jen told us, but that's kind of me. It's a little logistics have become a little bit of an issue getting things in there. But by
Yeah.
Saturday, they'll have the vehicles there. And then on Sunday, they'll do the departure. And there's a lot of activities going on down at the railroad station in the parking lot. There's
Yeah.
also a history center walking tour, which she highly recommended. That's being done by Catherine Boughton, I believe.
I'm sure. Great. As you know, the station is now owned by Housatonic Railroad. That was sold to them this year. And last year or 2 years ago, I know I took a tour of the Berkshire line. They had a train come in and you could walk through and sit up at the controls, and it was really fun. And I think, even if you're not a train buff, it's really, people love just anything associated with the trains. So,
Well, trains and model trains and stuff have always been a fascination to people. It may not be a huge group, but still to this day, model railroaders have strong
oh,
associations.
yes,
And
yeah.
some of these shows and then some of the private model railroads people have set up are just so far over the top. It's like, wow. So.
Oh, if you've ever been to Mickey Rivas and Sharon, oh my gosh, it's fabulous.
Yeah, I don't
Yeah.
know if he's still setting up the trains there at Gear Village like he used
No,
to.
they're not. No, they're
Not
not.
anymore.
But
Okay,
that
well.
was his family who did that, and it was
Oh yeah.
marvelous. Yeah,
Yeah.
but Mickey's got a wow, this setup and a whole part of his house. It's just unbelievable. And yeah, you're right. Some of these
Yeah, people
Setups are
put a lot of
incredible.
detail. Yeah, there's
Yeah.
incredible ones all over the countryside in Europe. Some of the European ones. One of the biggest ones. I want to say it's Germany, but don't quote me on this. But it is such a huge display. It has airports and everything else, and it has animated airplanes and characters and
Yeah.
cars that drive around in the streets, and it's just huge beyond belief. And it's something I guess. And looking at it, I see it on YouTube and all. You could probably go there and spend days upon days and not see the whole thing. So,
Amazing, isn't it? Yeah.
yeah, those that get into it, the detail they put
Yeah.
into it is
Yeah.
just
Yeah.
unbelievable.
Real, exactly the details.
Yeah,
So head up to Canaan this weekend, folks. Yeah.
that's right. And they
When are
have
the
the model railroads there too, so you can go in and look at those.
Yeah. And
So, Mike, did you say everything will be set up on Saturday?
Well,
Friday?
Saturday, everything starts on Thursday. The trains
Right.
will roll in sometime late Friday, and then the trains themselves will be available on Saturday, so people can do as they wish around there. And then Sunday morning, they'll pull out. They said there's a lot of people that come and do photography when they pull out to probably, again, your railroader community that wants to get all these videos, because every time they see a train running, they've got to go do it. And you don't see them that often here anymore, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, lots of events. They've got a free movie going on over at the Colonial Theater on Sunday, by the way.
Oh,
And that
does
is
it deal with
showing,
railroads?
yeah, so showing the movie Dumbo.
Oh. Okay.
So there you go. And accordions are in this too, because right there in the railroad
Yeah,
station, you have the
Paul
New
Ramoney
England.
and his, yeah,
That's right.
that's another amazing feature of Canaan. If you
Yes.
haven't been to see his collection, it's incredible. And
He
it's not
frames.
just the instruments, it's the stories behind them. And Paul can just regale you with amazing stories behind those.
He
Yeah.
claims there are 500 of them.
Yes, yeah. And they've moved from the one section off over to where the brewery was. So now they're
Right.
in a different location. Yeah.
Bigger place. So,
Yep. Yep.
indeed. Another thing in your listening or your coverage area, I should say, Lakeville Journal is having a community celebration on Academy Street on Saturday. That starts at 11 a.m. It's there to celebrate local nonprofits, where they'll showcase their things that they do on Academy Street, and then they'll have an assortment of activities going on, from live music to food trucks. And again, that's in Salisbury on Saturday the 8th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And there are many
And
things going on in other places too. So,
yeah, this is a
did we
time to
hear
get
anything
out.
about Norfolk?
I don't know. I'm really not sure what happened out in Norfolk this past weekend. I hope they had a good, strong weekend. They had the weather for it, so.
That is true. They certainly did.
Yeah, a lot of festivals going on. Things I've picked up, again, our listening area, they have the Rojan Summer Fest over in New York State, which is a very big deal. There's Massachusetts. They have the Botanical Gardens is having a grow show on Saturday and Sunday.
I know it's out of our just listening area for me, but Rojan just brought to mind that it looks like that old high school is finally going to get some rehabilitation. They're thinking
Yeah,
about putting in a resort because
I saw that. Yeah, that's
everybody
interesting.
who goes past there laments, "Oh my gosh, how can you let that building go to rack and ruin?" So I was really pleased to see that.
Yeah, well, it's nice to see people take those. Like Aminia took the grammar school down there and turned it into a spectacular town hall. It
Yeah.
offers so many things with gymnasium and auditoriums there. They
Right.
basically become a center for activities in town and can do emergency times when there's times of emergency, because they put in the generators and stuff that they needed to run an emergency center in the event that it would be needed. So there's a lot you can do, because they're big buildings and they have a lot of
Right.
great facilities.
And usually well built, and it's a
Oh,
shame to
absolutely.
see them. So this rehabilitation stuff is great, and I hope this works out because that's always been just an eyesore for me. Yeah.
Yeah,
So.
and just in
So.
case anyone who's listening, Rojan is in Hillsdale, New York.
Right, up on 22. Yeah.
That's right.
And Ruth is not, we're going to get special dispensation for when this does emerge for Ruth to go over and say hi.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
All righty, folks. Well, we've pretty much run out the clock on this one. So, Jill, you're up.
Ruth, so thank you. We will look forward to whatever you find next time. This has been another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's rambling, roving, adventurous, adding curious, intrepid reporter on Robin Hood Radio.